I just want to remind all of you over here, if you've got questions, we'll get a microphone to you, so don't hesitate. Yes, Pat?
Sure. To follow up on a financial question and a more global question, when we looked at the chart, following up on Jill's question about the support that the University of Illinois gets, we had that green band that talked about revenue from the health system. But I'd be curious how that band looks if you do it net revenue, sort of how much we bring in from the health system and how much we expend. And I guess a more global question for me is, education clearly is at a crossroads, and how we approach education in the future is at a crossroads, and how we fund it is at a crossroads. At the same time, our whole healthcare system is at a completely different crossroads. And we've been going along with the Chicago campus having a health system as part of it, and we have a board that is dedicated to both making sure we have the finest educational institution, but also we run a health system, and we're blessed with a new chancellor who's got an experience in that world. But I'm wondering your thoughts on whether we should be engaging the question long term. Do we have the bandwidth as an institution and as a board, and do we have the risk? Can we manage risk both financially for an educational institution and a hospital with one board, or should we be thinking about whether there's a different structure that would give both the university and our healthcare enterprise the support and the time and attention they both need to make sure they both work extremely well?
Well, that's a great set of questions, and I think some of those issues are actually near-term issues rather than multi-year issues. The status and role of the hospital, the nature of our healthcare programs and our affiliations with other, we're moving very quickly to the capitation model of financial model for our healthcare delivery, certainly in Chicago. So that's moving quickly. We're managing that carefully. We have some incredible opportunities in Chicago, given our placement in the IMD with four hospitals, access to a patient population, clinics, et cetera. So I think that's a really important question. I know Trustee Korotz is also interested in those kind of things. The strategy, I think, bears directly on the business plan of the University of Illinois. It's not a small factor. We can get you the sources and uses of funding, of course, and the subcommittee looks at that all the time. The hospital is in the black this year. Which is a very good place to be. I believe $10 million in the black, and that's because of the serious and productive efforts of the staff involved in that. But I think there are quite a few forks in the road here into governance as well as financial models. And maybe Tim might have a comment on this one too, but that's going to have to be a major part of our thinking.
We lost at Michigan $200 million in each of the last 3 years, and we had enough reserves to kind of handle it. But the Affordable Care Act is out on the horizon. Try as we might to put a financial fireball between that $3 billion operation of our hospital medical center and the rest of the university, we can't do it. So, in a sense, that's why a number of universities are considering spinning these off. But our regents believe very strongly that it has to remain part of the university. So. Some very careful planning, and I think some very prudent activity is going to be necessary to sustain that and keep it from harming the institution.
Tim, were you going to comment?
Well, just to give you an example of the move towards capitation, I think about 50% of our payer mix is Medicaid, which is state assisted, basically, and in the span of about 16 months, we've gone from about 10% capitation to about 85% capitation, which is a sea change. And the next thing that's going to happen is Medicare capitation, so federal, which is another 25% of our payer mix. So we don't have a lot of control over, we're not like a usual business where you build something and you decide what it costs you, and so you set a price on your item to, be able to pay for wages and benefits for your people. We have no control over what we get paid. So that makes it a real challenge. It makes it a unique business, really. But, another thing to consider, it's it's not just all about dollars and cents. The university here educates a huge percentage of physicians in Illinois, nurses, dentists, pharmacists, and adequate health care is obviously a huge factor in quality of life for our citizens. And, you know, when, if you were to spin off a hospital, like you say, you run the risk of losing the autonomy of having control, as much control over the academic program. So it's kind of a tightrope walk. You know, there's challenges on both sides.
The opportunity here to be the model of population health, community healthcare delivery at scale with academic excellence. And then I'm very excited about the College of Medicine in Urbana, which is going to provide devices and big data applications, all of the high-tech components that biomedical research needs and that therapeutic intervention can benefit from. The combination of those pieces, I think, doesn't exist anywhere else at the scale that we're talking about, with the patient populations and the opportunities for clinical translational research. And maybe it's a target for philanthropy, a major target for philanthropy. So all of these factors come into play in terms of our strategic intent. And Michael and I have lots of conversations about this. I would say it's our number one topic. And of course, Chancellor Wise and her leadership in Urbana in sort of driving that thinking about embracing the high-tech biomedical challenge fully with our asset bank, I think is, and there is going to be, we have, Michael has impaneled an external group to give us some advice on this, an expert group advice on this, but there are some forks in the road that are coming at us, as you know, Trustee Koritz, that I think could potentially foreclose later opportunities if we're not careful, or drive us in directions that would not fully explore the opportunities for the Illinois Medical District and that placement here in Chicago. And of course, we need to attract great scholars and faculty. We need to train doctors, and we have these wonderful schools of community health. So this is I think it's gonna be a chapter or a verse or something of our strategy. Maybe it's a psalm, because I think it's that important to what we need to do. But Michael may want to comment.
Just to add that I came from a system where I had two medical schools, but not a hospital. So I had to work with, we were community-based medical schools, so I had to work with independent hospitals. And as Trustee Koritz pointed out, an academic healthcare center is about healthcare delivery, but it is about training as well, and it's a unique asset. It's the labs, it's the lecture halls, it's the place where you prepare the professionals. So I think, as the President pointed out, we are moving very carefully, making sure that we have all the options clear to us and we get into them with our eyes wide open so we know exactly what is happening, what are the consequences of both. The Affordable Care Act has benefited us this year significantly because the type of populations that we treat and the type of populations that we manage their health care have been benefited, and that's what is very clear in our bottom line, as it is in similar hospitals, non-academic hospitals, that they have the same type of population. That's why several hospitals in the area are in the black this year. I don't know what the capitations are going to do. That's a very good question. And we try to project it to the future very carefully. So we will be ready to come in front of the board in a few months, not in years, but in a few months, with the alternatives and the suggestion about the alternatives, because there are many different models.
Great. Trustee Escrata.
I have Dr. Duderstadt. I want to ask two questions and get your perspective on the premise that we have the population to support three AAU institutions. But from your perspective, what is keeping Chicago, the UIC, from becoming one? That's question number one. The second one is, it's really a pet peeve of mine, and everybody on the board will know this one, is we keep talking about at the University of Illinois and at many institutions about a six-year graduation rate. And at a time when parents are going into greater debt and students are going into greater debt, why do we keep talking about a six-year graduation rate from your perspective and not going back to a four-year graduation and possibly pushing a three-year graduation when this is so important for us?
The 6 year is kind of the marker that's set in most of the statistics that are released. But I should also immediately add that there's recently been a study in Michigan, and it turns out that the only two institutions in the state of Michigan that are above a 50% graduation rate over 6 years are Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan's actually at 92%. The rest of the institutions are well under 50%, some as low as 30%. And so there's serious issues here that really have to be addressed. I think that what we find sometimes is students pick the wrong major. To take the sequence of courses to get back on track, it takes some time. But the other thing that we're thinking about in Ann Arbor is whether or not we could seriously move to year-round operation and actually accelerate some students through three-year program and so forth that you mentioned. As to what it takes to transform an institution like the University of Illinois Chicago, I think in that particular case, it's quite far down that road. You know, it doesn't have the distance to go that UCLA had as an institution in the 1950s. But it takes leadership, it takes commitment, and it takes will. And my sense is that time has come, and that's beginning to happen right now on the part of the board and on the part of your leadership. And you have to articulate that to the state, but I think that is a doable task.
Can I just make quick comments on both of those things? I think UIC has done nothing wrong. It's just an adolescent. It's growing into its future, and I think its future is extremely bright. Unlike some other institutions, it doesn't know what it can't do. That's a huge asset right now. And so I think this perspective of a great doesn't mean it's not great today. It is great today, but it could be even greater. So it's a direction setting, I think. On the 4 to 6 years, I just wanted to say something quickly from SUNY, my SUNY experience. At the University of Buffalo, we put in place a Finish in 4 program. And the Finish in 4 program was a compact with an incoming student. We said to that incoming student, if you do everything, go to all the courses, attend your advisement, mentoring things, and finish in 4, great. If it takes you another year, and it's somebody else's fault, we will pay that tuition differential. So the university is assuming the risk of the longer duration of finishing in 4, and the student is assuming the responsibility of getting it done in time. I think that's a very interesting direction, and I've talked to VP Pierre about a finish in 4 component to our strategic plan, where we recognize that, because a fifth year is another 20%, as you know, so I'm with you on it.
Sure, there are a lot of parents were glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yes, Trustee O'Sara.
I'm very interested in the part of our mission that involves economic development. Besides the medical facility, I see economic development as one that not only brings in dollars, hopefully, but adds a better quality of life to a lot of our residents in Illinois and around. I don't know much about, you know, what impact we have now, exactly what all we do, data on that, and how we could do better. But I would like to see that as a large part of our plan.
That's great. And that, as you saw, is an emphasis. We have the patents, disclosures, licensing, income streams, all of that data. I can tell you straight up that we're not doing enough on that front. And I think we need to participate in what I would call the innovation ecosystem of the state of Illinois. And it's a system that's as weak as its weakest link, not as strong as its strongest link. And all the pieces include culture on campus, the reward system, student opportunities, access to funding and space and equipment, partnering with public-private. And in New York, of course, we did this Startup New York with the governor's leadership that included tax incentives and so on. So building a throughput of commercialization, tech transfer, all the way through to, and then recruiting companies to the state. These are all things that University of Illinois can be a fantastic leadership role on, and I think that's the position we want to undertake. So it's not about increasing our patents 20%. It's about tuning up an innovation ecosystem for the state, and President Dudisat's talking about the Midwest.
It seems so timely right now.
Right. And I can say, as I've said before, that I think Governor Rauner has asked for some bold ideas on that front. and we're working some of them up, and some of them, you won't be surprised, include things like food and ag and water and IT, computation, presence statewide, throughput of students, public-private partnerships, and up to and including the ideas of a nodal University of Illinois system that has augmented presence in some of our regional areas, where that augmented presence might be based on the mothership in Urbana and the fathership in UIC and the Springfield, you know, public policy issues as well in particular, but tailored around the local regional needs, economic needs, and partnering with the communities in those places. I think that's, in a way, and when I talked to Bob Easter, my predecessor, he brings in Extension as maybe an amazing vehicle that we could take from its original concept of agricultural extension into economic extension and really building it up. So I think this will be a major part of what we do. And you're absolutely right, it has to be built on evidence and data as well, so we know what the goals are and how progress is being undertaken.
I think I might add a couple of things to that. Illinois Ventures, which is our venture capital initiative for the university, is embarking upon its third fund, which is designed to help startups and particularly help support faculty discovery. The two incubators on the two campuses, the one in UIC, is really getting rolling and very, very strong on it, and Research Park in Champaign continuing to attract both companies from the state as well as companies outside the state to collaborate on technology commercialization. So there's a lot going on, but as President Kalina said, there's a lot more we can do.